Blackstone Audio presents Bible and Sword, England and Palestine from the Bronze Age to Balfour by Barbara W. Tuckman. Preface to the 1983-1984 edition. Inspired by the recreation of the State of Israel, work on this book was begun 35 years ago in 1948, and it was originally published 8 years later in 1956. The prolonged gestation was owed partly to the necessity of dividing my time with three young children, the youngest born in 1948, and partly, after the book was finished, to the reluctance of publishers to take a chance on an unknown author and a rather eccentric subject. The unknown and untried do not commonly find publishers eagerly waiting to invest in their efforts. Eventually, New York University Press decided to make the venture, and I am happy to record here my thanks to them for the confidence that resulted in my first published book. The re-establishment of the State of Israel, in the same land, with the same people and same language after 1900 years of exile, seemed to me a unique historical event. I could not think of anything comparable. The history of the Jews is in any case intensely peculiar in the fact of having given the Western world its concept of origins and monotheism, its ethical traditions, and the founder of its prevailing religion, yet suffering dispersion, statelessness, and ceaseless persecution, and finally, in our times, nearly successful genocide, dramatically followed by fulfillment of the never-relinquished dream of return to the homeland. Viewing this strange and singular history, one cannot escape the impression that it must contain some special significance for the history of mankind, that in some way, whether one believes in divine purpose or inscrutable circumstance, the Jews have been singled out to carry the tale of human fate. As a person with primary interest in history since childhood, and a belief since childhood that the most glorious accomplishment was to write a book, now I suddenly had my subject. It would not be a history of Zionism, since I was not equipped with the languages and background to tackle that, but the origins of the Balfour Declaration, which officially reopened Palestine to the Jews, was something I felt I could manage. Being reasonably familiar with British history, and at least initially acquainted with the sources, this aspect of the story was within my scope. That more experienced scholars might hesitate to take on a stretch of time that, as it developed, reached from the Bronze Age to Balfour, did not occur to me. I simply plunged in with the fearlessness, as a critic was later to remark, of the autodidact. What should perhaps be explained is why the narrative was not carried on through the 30-year period of the Mandate to the birth of the state in 1948, and why now...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?